The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome to another Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary. It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure. So in no time at all, the Midwest will be dealing with winter weather. For the benefit of our listeners, will you revisit and describe the district's inclement weather procedures and how the snow makeup days will play out for students and staff?
Absolutely, Gary. Thank you for the opportunity. It's hard to believe it's already our November Super Chat, and we usually don't get a snow day in November, but we have had some snow days in November. So we each year we kind of review this with our listeners, and I appreciate the opportunity again this year. So we have a crew of folks here at central office that monitor the weather, speak with bus drivers, speak with county people, and drive the roads. And it's myself, Jamie Schartzer, our director of transportation, and Dusty Burris, our director of support services. So in the morning, the three of us, if need be, we will go out and drive the roads. Usually it starts about 4:30 in the morning. And then I also connect with some other people in the area, watch the weather as well, the forecast, and make a decision. We try to make a decision by 5:30 a.m., and we send that out through social media, Twitter and Facebook. We put it on our webpage. We also contact local media, both radio and television. And we also do a call out to all of our parents as well. So we have a lot of ways to find out. It's, you know, back when I was in school, you woke up in the morning, you sat there and you waited for either the radio or the television to call your school off. There's a lot more ways now to find that out. And most of the radio and the television also post on their websites as well. So that happens very early in the morning. Every once in a while, we will call a delay. And I try, if we do a delay, not to have to change that to calling off school, because I know that's very difficult for parents to have to make kind of two different arrangements. So for some of our parents, a two-hour delay arrangement for their particular elementary child may be different than calling this day off school. So I try not to do that. It has to be really a unique situation for that to happen. So our calendar has some built-in snow makeup days in it. So, and then the state law, because we do what's called asynchronous e-learning, which is where we post things on a website and students fill out the assignments and submit the assignments, what's called asynchronous. So it's not live instruction. Because we do asynchronous, we're limited to by state law to e-learning days. So we do have two snow makeup days built in. The first one is Monday, January 20th. Which is Martin Luther King Day. The second one is Monday, February 17th. And after we exhaust those two snow makeup days, we will start using e-learning days, which we're allowed to use three. If we happen to have more than five snow days, which would be very unusual, we typically don't end up ever with five snow days anymore. But if we did, we would potentially have to add days to the end of the calendar. So just a reminder, as I said earlier, we make a decision by 5:30 a.m. to try to give our parents ample time to make supervision and transportation arrangements as needed. And we posted at various social media, website, phone call, and local media outlets.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty organized then, and you have a process, and you execute it when the time comes. It's pretty clear.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Andrew, I know that the board is always planning out into the future as it relates to many aspects of operations. So can you share anything yet on the highlights of the 2025-26 school calendar? Has it all been confirmed yet?
Yes, it's been approved at the September 12th board meeting. So it's out on our website, and it was posted on social media as well. But I would like to take an opportunity to have our listeners hear a little bit more information about the upcoming 25-26 calendar. We've been moving that up earlier in the year to September to try to give our parents a little bit more time to plan for the following school year. So it's nearly a year in advance now that we're approving this calendar. So our 25-26 calendar is very similar. Basically, it's the same as our 24-25 calendar, just with the corresponding dates changing because, you know, the dates move up. So next year in August, we'll have teachers returning on August 4th and August 5th, and students will, first day of school will be Wednesday, August 6th. We will continue to have the first full week of October as our October break, which is Monday, October 6th through Friday, October 10th. We will continue to have the day off before Thanksgiving, which I know our parents and families and staff really enjoy that additional day for travel and preparing for Thanksgiving. So we'll have 3 days there. That's the 26th, 27th, and 28th of November in 25. We have 2 full weeks for winter break starting on Monday, December 22nd through Friday, January 2nd. Teachers will return January 2nd for a teacher work day, and students will then return on Monday, January 5th. We'll continue to have Martin Luther King Day on January 19th and President's Day on February 16th as days off and also used as snow makeup days. Our spring break will be the same, which will be the Thursday, Friday, and then the following week in March, which is the 19th and 20th, the Thursday, Friday, then the following week on the 23rd to the 27th. We will have Good Friday off April 3rd. That is not a snow makeup day. That is a guaranteed day off. Our Memorial Day is a little bit early. It's on May 25th, so we will return to school for 2 days after Memorial Day, the 26th, 27th, with the last student day on May 28th. So we still get out before June. And then graduation will be that following Sunday, which is traditionally the first Sunday in June, which is June 7th. Again, that's the 25-26 school year calendar.
Wow. Where do the years go? I don't know. It's just wild and crazy to think about it sometimes. You know, and our shows come and they go, and we go from one calendar year to the next. Well, let me ask you this. You know, anyone involved with Summon Dearborn event schedule obviously has to be well aware of the performing arts schedule and the beautiful facility that you have as well, I might add. However, can you share the schedule of events a little bit with our listeners?
Absolutely. It's always a busy time of the year when we get into November and December for the Performing Arts Center. We just had some fall concerts with our high school and middle school band and choirs, and now we're getting ready for some additional late fall, early winter concerts. So first, we have the drama clubs at the middle school and the high school. Both of them will be performing coming up in mid to late November. So November 8th, 9th at 7 p.m. and November 10th at 3 p.m. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The middle school will perform the Murder at the Malt Shop. So I encourage our listeners to come support those middle school students and enjoy a show. Just a reminder, because of licensing, we do not broadcast those. We don't live stream those on our Trojan Media Productions, nor record them. We do record them and sell that for a fee because of the licensing, but we don't publish that. So if you want to see the show, you'd have to come to it on November 8th, 9th, or 10th. The high school is also doing a play called Holy Mother of Bingo. It's a comedy, and it is on Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. on November 22nd and 23rd, or Sunday, November 24th at 3 o'clock. So those are all in November. I really encourage our listeners to come support our drama students. They do a fantastic job. And then, of course, we have a lot of concerts. Every winter, we have 7 concerts. We have 2 at the high school, which is band choir, two at the middle school, band choir, then all three of our elementaries do a winter concert as well. And it's always a really enjoyable time for our parents, grandparents, especially our elementary students. They come over during the day to rehearse and they perform, and it's just a beautiful facility. So the high school band is going to be on December 16th at 6:30, middle school band December 17th at 6:30. High school choir, December 8th, well, that's a Sunday at 3 o'clock, and middle school choir, December 9th at 6 o'clock. And then our three elementaries, Bright is December 4th at 6 o'clock, North Dearborn, December 5th at 6 o'clock, and Sunman at December 10th at 6 o'clock. So I encourage all of our, those are all free. The band concert, choir concerts, and the elementary concerts are all free. They're also live streamed. So if we have some grandparents that live far away, they're welcome to watch it on our live stream, the Trojan Media Productions. Just a reminder to our listeners as well, as we're getting ready to open bids here. And the board will be approving the building project on November 12th. And we believe we'll be spending between $1.8 and $2 million in that performing arts center. It's about 20 years old, so it's time to give it a major refurbishment. So we're very excited about that as well. That's a beautiful facility, really. This community uses it extensively. We're very proud of it, and it's time to give that an update. So we're excited about what that will look like in a couple of years when it gets just a complete makeover.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a gorgeous facility. You are right. And I think our listeners should just consider making some of these evenings or afternoons an outing and show up for these events, especially the ones that have licensure that cannot be live streamed. Just show up, see it in person, watch the students perform. They get a rush out of it, and it's good for the program as well. And I think that they would enjoy it. It's good entertainment. Well, Andrew, I would like to wish all of our listeners a beautiful fall season and a happy and reflective Thanksgiving season. This has been another fine report for stakeholders, I think, and I'd like to thank you for joining me once again here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today. And plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.